shout, come on. Give the Lord a shout, come on. Give the Lord a shout. Praise it. Lift your voice. Lift your hands. Bless his holy name. Come on, say it. I give the Lord a shout. I give the Lord a shout. I give the Lord a shout of praise. I love to lift my hands and lift my voice. Bless your holy name. Give the Lord a shout. Give him all my strength. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Can't wait to get up in the morning and declare your holy name. If you feel like that today, let me hear you shout, yeah. Let me hear you shout, yeah. Let me hear you shout. Let me hear you shout. Let me hear you shout, amen. Let me hear you shout. Let me hear you shout. I want to do it again. Let me hear you shout. Let me hear you shout. Let me hear you shout, amen. Let me hear you shout. Let me hear you shout. I'm going to do it again and again. If God be for me, who can be against me? No one, say. If God be for me, who can be against me? No one, say. Come on. God be for me, who can be against me? No one, say it again. If God be for me, who can be against me? No one, say it again. God be for me, who can be against me? No one, say it again. If God be for me, who can be against me? No one, say it again. Give the Lord a shout, give the Lord a shout, give the Lord a shout of praise. Give the Lord a shout, give the Lord a shout, give the Lord a shout of praise. Just lift your voice and lift your hands, praise his holy name. Father, we thank you. We thank you because you've made us alive to thank you. We thank you because you've called us by your name to thank you. Lord, we enter your gates with thanksgiving and your courts with praise. And we thank you that this is the day you have assigned, you have made, you have created for your purpose and for your pleasure. And Father, we pray all in all, Lord God, that you would be glorified in it and through it. Lord, be heard. God, be seen. You are great and greatly to be praised. You are great and greatly to be praised. We bless your holy name. You are great, greatly to be praised. We bless your holy name. You are great, so great, so greatly praised, and we bless your holy name. You're great, so great, so greatly to be praised, and we bless your holy name. You're great, so very great, and greatly to be praised. You're great, so great, God great. Bless your holy name. We bless your holy name. We bless your holy name. Something wants to happen. Something wants to take place. Something wants something. We bless you, Lord, today. We lift our voice and say, we bless your name. We bless your name. We bless your holy name. Oh, I know you've been standing a while. Just give the Lord your strength. Just we bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We bless your holy name. We lift our voice and shout your praise. We bless your holy name. God, I bless you. Can't help myself. God, I bless your holy name. God, I bless you. Can't help ourselves. God, I bless your holy name. God, before me, who can be against me? No one. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Bless your name. We bless your name. We bless your holy name. Can't help ourselves, oh God, have to bless your holy name. Not by might, nor by power, but by your spirit, says the Lord of Lords. Come on. Not by might, nor by power, but by your spirit, says the Lord. Come on, gonna live. Not by might, no, by power, but by your spirit, says the Lord of Lords. Not by might, not by power, but by your spirit, says the Lord. Come on, say it again. Not by might, not by power, but by your spirit, says the Lord of Lords. Not by might, not by power, but by your spirit, says the Lord. God is doing a work in the earth today. I see the graves opening. I see the dead rising. I see the Spirit of the Lord sweeping the nations of the earth. I say, God saying, I commanded you to tear down all your idols, and instead you came into the houses you called my house, and you built them up again. Thus says the word of the Lord. Woo! I am sweeping the nations by bringing down every idolatrous heart that exalts itself against my name, bringing into captivity every thought that exalts itself and calls itself in its name the God that leads them, the Lord that teaches them. They say they call to me, but they try to tell me what to do. I am the Lord that will instruct you. I am the Lord that will lead you. I am opening the eyes of the blind. Do you think I stopped working my will in the earth, says God? It is only the beginning. These are the greater days. These are the days of the Lord God and of our Christ. There is a cry throughout the nations, for the Spirit of the Lord is entered into the heart of his people, saying, call upon me and I will answer you and show you inscrutable things you do not know. These are the hours. These are the minutes. These are the seconds. The heavens have opened. It is raining upon the seed and is breaking soil and coming forth from the earth, and the Lord will be glorified. The enemies will bow their knee and say, there is one true God. He is Lord in all, over all, and through all. To him be the glory, the honor, and the praise. Do not be afraid. Lift up your voice and rejoice, for the Lord God is in the presence of you all. The Spirit of the Lord is with you. Give God a shout of praise. Bless you, Lord. We can't help ourselves. God's Spirit is filling the earth. There's an outpour. And what is this outpour? It's rain. It's rain. It's rain. It's a rain of God coming down on you and me. It's a rain of God, it's so clear and plain to see. It's a rain of the Lord, and it's coming on you and me. Come on, say, let it rain, Lord. Let it rain, Lord. Let it rain, Lord. Let it rain on me. Let it rain, Lord. Give God all the praise. There's no one in the room but God today. Come on. There is no power but of God. Those powers which be are ordained of God. There's nothing in the house but the presence of the Lord. God spoke to the children of Israel when he brought them out, and he said, I'm leading you into a land. And he said, as they came into the land, no one said, where is the Lord? No one said, where is the Lord? What was God saying? They're not looking for me in every place. God said, I'm sending you into a land, a strong land, and all I want you to do is look for me in every place. Look for the Lord in every place. Look for the Lord in every place. Purge your mind of devils and demons. Purge your mind of sin and unrighteousness, for God has cleansed you. Will you agree with the blood of Jesus Christ? God created in us a clean heart. Lord God, renew a right spirit in us. Be heard, be seen, be praised, be glorified. I see people, all kinds of people, all different nations, such a sweeping presence, God's presence. There is an outpour of rain. This revival, this restoration, this regeneration, this renewal, this awakening, this uprising, what is it? It's the rain of God, just like he said. It's the Genesis factor. And God caused a mist to come up out of the ground. And out of the ground came every green thing, and it came alive. And God was the author and the finisher of it all. And the Lord blessed it. The Lord blessed it. We are the seeds of his sowing. You are the planting of the Lord. You are blessed of God. You are revived. And I see people walking around it. It almost, it looks to me like they're spirits. They have the same features, but there's something different about their personality. There's something different about their presence. They're looking for the Lord. And when you look like him, you start looking like him. When you look for Him, you start looking like Him. When you look for Him, you start looking like Him. When you listen for Him, you start sounding like Him. Great God. When you feel for Him, you start feeling like Him. When you feel for Him, you start feeling like Him. When you feel for Him, you start feeling like Him. Anyone today, you might be struggling in your mind or your body. And you say, I need to feel better. Just like you're feeling for Him. Just exactly like you're looking for Him. You're looking for Him. You know He's there. And you're looking for Him. You know He's here. And you're looking for Him. Come on. Everybody in the house, those that are viewing, don't just stare. Come on. Be a partaker right here. I'm feeling for you. He said, feel for me, that if happily ye may find me. For I'm not far away from you, says the Lord. God created this sphere of reality. And His glory came out, and it's called faith. And He said, I'm giving you some of my glory. I'm giving you faith to walk in my presence, to see me, to know where I am, to know how that I am, to know that I'm God ever present. I'm everywhere, fully God. The Lord's with you today. God, heal your mind, deliver you from your spasms of terror. Someone's dealing with terror. It just hits you. Someone just is dealing with terror. Just early in the morning, it just comes on you. Stop rebuking spirits and start seeking the Spirit. Holy Spirit, fill you. Holy Spirit, fill you. We're going to find out how to overcome the land. God's showing us how to overcome the land. He's teaching us about His kingdom. That's what He brought word for, saying the kingdom of God is at hand. Something so beautiful is taking place right now. God's going to answer your prayers because He's teaching you how to pray. God's showing you such divine favor. People will say things. People will go the distance for you just because they're acting just like God. God doesn't ask you to do things so He loves you. He loves you so He asks you to do things. This is that day. It's not a future time. We're pulling the kingdom of God in. We're pulling on heaven today. We're pulling on heaven today. This is a pulling on heaven today. God's given us the power to pull the heavens. He said, whatever you release from the earth, it's released from the heavens. Whatever you bind in the earth, it's bound in the heavens. God's saying, I am agreeable with you. Be healed right now in the name of the Lord of hosts. Be healed in your bodies today. Be healed in your minds. Fear and terror are gone. The curse of your mind is lifted from you today because God has blessed you today. All you have to do is look for it. Look for the blessing of the Lord. God, we give you praise. God, I praise Him. Can't help myself. Got to 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 praise Him. Look for Him. Feel for Him. Listen for Him. Want to look like Him, think like Him, see like Him, know like Him, feel like Him. And you'll see me, you will be like me, for you'll see me as I am. Not a distant day. Come right away. This is the day the Lord has made. And we bless you, Father. We bless your name. We praise you, God of heaven and earth. We glorify you. Oh, we glorify you. You hear what He said? He gave us the power. He gave us the right to glorify Him. We get to talk about Him. We get to look for Him. We get to listen for Him. If ye have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given to me toward you, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, that is written before in few words, that we might understand and have the knowledge in the mystery of Christ. And that's where we are today. You can take your seats this morning. Come on, did you feel that today? I want you to do something with me today. You're going to help me preach. You're going to help me preach. Say, yeah, we are. Thank you, Steve. Steve and Jen are brand new first-time grandparents. A little baby boy, right? Congratulations to both of you. Okay. Heaven said amen. You know, there's I keep seeing over and over just the presence of the Lord sweeping the earth. And in the midst of confrontation and conflict and wars and death and injuries and fear and prayers, and I just keep seeing the presence of the Lord sweeping the earth. It's such a different vision. You know, you almost feel somehow convicted that you should feel bad. And listen, our hearts go out to everyone. Those in Iran that love God and have a heart for God, and in Israel and in the U.S. and around the world, our hearts go out for them. God knows. God either doesn't know, he doesn't care, or he's Lord over it all. And the first two don't matter. He is Lord over it all. He is Lord in it all. He is Lord through it all. And for quite some time, actually for many years, God's put in my heart just this passion just to seek him. Just a passion to seek him. Just a passion to seek him. Just a passion to know him. When I was growing up in the church, I did what most church people do, and it just simply made sense because it just seemed to be the way it was and the way I was taught. And I was aware of two powers and two presences, good and evil, God and what's his name? I don't even like to bring up his name here. Because of the conviction God has put in my heart. And it's a singular vision. It's a singular conviction. It's just to give God all the praise. To acknowledge him. If we acknowledge God and God alone, what harm are we doing? But if we don't, what harm are we doing? If we make another God, whether a little God or a medium God or a big God, and we call that God your enemy, what are we or are we not? And we need to understand the word. We need to understand what the word is talking about when it talks about good and evil. God said this to Adam and Eve in the garden. He said, I've given you the tree of life and everything in the garden. You have everything, every herb, every tree, everything is good. You can eat everything. You can eat the grass if you want to. You can eat whatever you want. You can eat. It's all good. All of it's good. And he said, there's one tree in the garden, and this tree represents your disobedience or your obedience, and you get to choose. Or, as the word says, choose cursing and blessing. But choose life and live. So God said, you don't ever have to know evil. You can know good. Now, in our world, in our society today, I live in the same world you live in. I understand it all. And maybe I hear a bit more than others because of my position when it comes to the negative and the bad, and I have an opportunity to hear it all. There's no shield around me like that, but there is a shield of worship to God around me. I do have a shield of his covering. I do have a shield of worship and praise to God, and God is bringing the earth to praise, and I see people walking around and standing there today in worship, and everyone up here looked like a spirit to me. I mean, this is just what I saw. And not trying to be odd or strange. It just looked, everybody looked different. Everybody just looked like a spirit. And I felt like we've got it. We got it. We got it. Man, we're about to see Jesus walk right out of eternity into the present, even though he's here, but he's about to manifest himself in a way that we haven't known. This is what I feel. I see the sweeping presence of God just filling the earth. I see massive revival and restoration. And I've believed that before, but this is one of the first times I have ever sensed this season like this. And I have personally marked it 2026, not because of a specific number of years, but because of what people are awakening to that God has done from the beginning of time. This earth that we so want to get out of, I just have to tell you this, God put us here for a purpose. If he didn't want us here, we wouldn't be here. If God had a different plan by now, it would happen by now. God's way is perfect. His timing is perfect. But you're here. And some of you older folks, I don't care if you're 100 years old. Don't be discouraged. Be excited. Some of you, I believe, are going to live to be 110, 120. Who knows? With strength. Caleb at 80, 85 years old said, I can go and do what I did at 40. There's volume in revelation. There's wealth in revelation. There's treasure in revelation. And we don't need everything to look great in order for everything to be great. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was void and without form, and the darkness was over the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved on the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and that's what we're talking about today. That's one of the elements, light. God said, let there be light, and here we are. Today is a day of light. Jesus said, I'm the light of the world. And it meant that he was bringing light. He was showing people the mysteries of God, the treasures of God. God is holy. The word says he is the unapproachable God. God is so God, so holy, that it would be impossible for anyone to approach him. Absolutely impossible. Just couldn't do it. As human beings, we'd be like a snowflake in an inferno, a fire. But through Jesus Christ, we have this incredible access into the glory of God. And we need to look at that for what it is. Through Jesus Christ, we have this incredible access into the glory of God. We can talk about him. We can call on him. We can fall to our knees and worship him. We can crave and hunger for his word. You should be hungry for God to tell you to do something that you cannot do instead of being afraid of it. Let me say this, and even if you don't let me say it, guess what? I'm going to say it anyway. I'm not asking permission. The earth is a holy place. The earth is a spiritual place. Everything God made, everything God created, he said it was good. And then he emphasized that and said it is very good. This is God's doing, okay? And then on the seventh day, after the 6 days of creation, God did something incredible. He blessed the seventh day. God said, I've finished. I've finished. Now, if God said, I've finished, don't act like something else needs to be done. Don't you think you'd be a fool to do that? Like, God, I know you're finished, but I've got an idea. You know where you put the garden? If it were up to me, and it's purely my, just purely out of my head, my idea, my vision, I would have put it over there. You know, God doesn't need any help. He's orchestrated everything perfectly, perfectly. We're complete, perfect. Now, there is a scripture that says something in reference to this perfection of God's creation, and it's through Christ and Christ alone, but it is what it is. The word says, now you are perfect in him. The word complete, Greek word, nothing left to be done. Now you are complete in him. Now if you believe and receive that word, then that's who you are. That's who you are. And the word says God searches this. We look for the exterior things to define whether or not God is really for us. But the word says God searches the heart. Not how much you have or don't have, not how contentious your life may or may not feel, but he searches the heart, and he searches the depths of the heart. Scriptures also tell us the Word of God. What does it do? Well, the Word of God says the Word of God is alive or quick, from the Old King James. The Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Now, it's not comparing the edge of his sword with the edge of your sword. It's saying there is no sword that could be this sharp.
For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, dividing asunder the soul and spirit, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intentions of the heart. So what is God interested in all the grandeur of this creation? He's interested in the intentions of your heart. That's what he's interested in. Okay? So, now as believers, as we keep talking about how imperfect we are, we're defying the righteousness of God through Christ that we claim that we live in. Paul warned us. He said, a two-souled individual is unstable in all their ways. A double-minded man is unstable in everything. Let not that man think, I'll receive anything of God. I'm going to tell you one of the reasons for things that happen that seem bad. And in a sense, everything has to turn out good, so we could juggle there. But let me reveal this. Let me share this with you. Being double-minded creates all kinds of problems in your life. God just evaporated him today, and in my mind he is. I'm not denying his existence, I deny his access, okay? But if he's evaporated, you wouldn't know the difference. You may think you would, but you wouldn't. And then you'd find out just how much of a devil you are. Why doesn't God remove all evil? You've heard it 100 times, because you'd have to go with it. In ourselves, that's true. But there's a line to cross here, and we have to stop crossing it. Because we have to come into the unity of the faith and knowledge of the Son of God. That's what the Word says. Paul says, don't be double-minded, don't be two-souled, because that kind of person can't receive what God has for them. Being double-minded causes you a lot of problems that you're dealing with in your life today. Those that are out there, those that are in the house. You blame the devil. He didn't have anything to do with it. He appreciates the praise, though. He likes it, trust me. All he ever wanted from the beginning was attention. Church gives more of it to him than anybody on the planet. He appreciates you very much. But God says there is no power but of God, and those powers which be are ordained of God. All things have to work together in accordance with the order of his will. So to be double-minded is unstable. There is one God and one God alone, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, the triune of God. And he is one Lord, one God, one creator, and he created everyone and everything, and he knows the perfect order of all things. Through Christ, he established that order again, in so much that he called Adam, the first Adam, son of God. That's what his name means. Last Adam, son of God, of spirits. Son of spirits. First man, the word says, was a living soul. The last man was a quickening, life-giving spirit. That's Jesus. So what did he do? He gave you life. What life? It's no longer I that lives, the word says, but it is Christ. Okay? Let's stop right there. Let's not split hairs here. It is what it is. It's no longer I. So if it's no longer you, and you keep talking about how imperfect you are, what are you doing? You're double-minded. So who is it? Is it you, or is it God? Is it Christ in you, or you trying to be something in Christ or in the world? Single-minded. It is no longer I that lives. It's Christ that lives in me. Jesus had it right. Imagine that. He said, the words I speak, they're not my own. The works I do, they're not my own. I didn't come here on my behalf. I came here at the will of the Father. His will I always do. I always do those things which please him. Now, Jesus made this statement. He said, if anyone makes himself anything, then his words aren't true. But Jesus wasn't making himself anything. He was making God everything. It was all about who the Father in him was. And the word says this, and the fullness of God dwelt in him in bodily form. Everything Christ came to give us, everything Christ represented, everything that Christ showed us belongs to us. Deuteronomy 29:29, the secret things, as long as they are secret, they belong to God. But those things which are revealed belong to you and your seed. Why? Because we are creatures of faith. If we see it, if we know it, if we hear it, we can believe for it. And God, by the order of his will, has to give it to us. He has to, because he deemed it. That is the way he wanted. God said, according to your faith, be it unto you. So as a generation born of God again, restored back to the genesis of time, we should walk with the same integrity of mind that it is no longer I that lives, but Christ that lives in me, and we need to stay on that line. How many times have you heard believers say, I'm not perfect? You know my feeling about that. Had you never told me that, I would have known that right off the bat. It is not who you are, it is whom you believe that defines the order of your present, your past, and your future. Your past is redeemed through the blood of the Lamb. We have to take him seriously. You know, there are a lot of religions that are not godly, they're not Christ-like, they're not right. But they have strong conviction and follow them through to the letter. Were that the believers in Christ would take God's word as serious and follow it through to the letter. Not of works, lest any man should boast, but by the gift of God, simply receive it as such. It is the gift of God through Christ, not of works. So we get that. So why do we brag about what we are not instead of declaring who we are in who he is in us? That's an issue. And it keeps the body weak. People don't believe you. They don't want to believe you because you're no different. You're just as flawed as they are. You just speak a different language. But to be empowered by God is to worship him as Lord and Lord alone. You give him all glory, all honor, and all praise. I want to tell you something. You don't have to address the devil a day in your life in order to walk victoriously. Give God all the praise, because at the end of the day, you're not getting anything unless God gives it to you. John the Baptist knew that. He said, I can't do anything. No man can do anything except it is given him of God. So trust in the Lord. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and him alone, and he will direct your path. He is ever faithful. He is ever loving. He is ever kind. He is ever good. And this planet that we're walking on, this earth, God made it for his purpose and for his pleasure. He made and created it, and it was made and it was created. And guess what he brought you out of? He brought you out of the earth. God formed man out of the dust of the earth and breathed into his nostrils the ruach, the breath of God, and this creature, the word calls it, became a living soul. What's happening here? God is expressing his life through revelation. This earth, this place, this planet, this sphere is not a simple natural place. It is a spiritual dynamic that God created. And I know it because he said, I bless it. If God blesses something, it becomes a spiritual entity of his favor, his will, his presence, and his power. God walked in the garden. That's pretty spiritual if you ask me. The presence of the Lord fills the whole earth. God sent his only begotten Son in the likeness of man, that in the flesh he might destroy that which had the power of death, which is the devil. He destroyed sin. He destroyed the body of flesh, which is sin against God, which isn't your physical body, but your mind that wars itself against the knowledge of God. And he gave you a clear conscience. When you got saved, maybe you didn't look any different, but your spirit man looked totally different. Instead of being engulfed with terror and sin and filth and death and destruction, it became alive and it was quickened in you. That's the part of you that is God within you. That's the part of you that God is looking for. That's the part that Christ revived in you. And if the order of your spirit leads in your words and in how you think and what you believe, then your body, your earth will come in line with what God is saying about who he is in you, which allows you to know who you are then in him. And without that, you have it backwards and it just doesn't work. The earth is a spiritual sphere. It's a spiritual reality created by the word of God. See, there is no dimension. There is no place where God is not Lord over all in all his fullness. It doesn't exist. That's why he's called the ever-present God, the omnipresent God. The all-powerful God, meaning he has it all. No one gets any power. No one can come. You can be as evil as you want, but that doesn't give you power. Only God empowers. Evil is not a strength, it's a weakness. And without strength, everyone dies. Without strength, everything collapses. Without strength, things fall into chaos. We call it war. Without life, things come to war. James says, from when do all these wars and fighting and all this rhetoric come from? Come they not even of your own lusts that are at war on the inside of you? That's where they come from. Pure word. God doesn't need our help. He doesn't need anything. But he calls to us to believe him so he can share the nature of his life. See, God is so exceeding abundant beyond all we know to ask or think that there isn't anything on the planet, outside of the planet, beyond the planet, that God doesn't know, doesn't have, and isn't willing to give to you freely. He said, I give you all things. But God is holy, holy, holy. He doesn't feel that which is unholy. That's demonstrated all the way back to the old law, back into the garden. God said, you cursed the ground. Why? You stepped away from the word of life. You doubted the life of my word. And now you're dying. God didn't kill anybody. The earth didn't become angry. Adam and Eve became angry and fearful. And out of them, because God had given them dominion, the earth took on the presence of their spirit and began to die. And it came, and the ground began to yield thorns, and man had to work and labor hard in order to live. You don't have to do that anymore. I'm not talking about not working a job or doing what you're called to do and working hard. I'm talking about the labor of spirit, trying to get somewhere that God has already said, it's all here. I've given you all things. But compromise comes when you think there's another force that God just stands back and allows to penetrate your life. Let me tell you how God thinks about tough times. He'll send you there. God said, I led you into the wilderness to the children of Israel after delivering them from the land of bondage. They were in bondage. They were in slavery. They couldn't have their own will, but they could sit down with a fat belly at a meat pot and eat leeks and meat and be okay, even though they were under slavery. Today, the church sometimes is the same way. God, if you just give me the fat of the land, I'm okay. No matter how I'm living my life. So we see pastors and churches collapsing, and it is not the end. God is going to make them tell the truth, whether they want to or not. The light of life, the light of truth is shining, and it begun in a furious way in 2026, and it isn't going to end for a moment. That I'm telling you right here and right now. And many, many of you, God is not going to release from your labor, so stop wanting to die and go home. You are home. Welcome home. God created the earth and he blessed it. And on the seventh day, God made it holy. You know what God made holy? The rest. There therefore remains a rest unto the people of God, yet they entered not in. Why? Because of unbelief. Sabbath of the Lord, the rest of God. What does it mean? It's finished. It's finished. God said, I want you to demonstrate the finished work on the seventh day when they were in the land of Egypt. Don't do anything. Just live. Did the same thing with manna. You don't even have to go out and collect it. Just live. Live in the blessing and the favor of the Lord. It is finito. It is finished. It is done. When God finished his work, he spoke and he said, it's finished. John 19:30, Jesus said the same thing on the cross. Again, it is finished. It's done. It's over. I give you victory. I give you blessing. I give you favor. If your faith keeps demanding a devil, you'll keep seeing the devil. If every time you're challenged, you keep blaming the devil, you keep seeing the devil. According to your faith, be it unto you. The church isn't wrestling against the devil because God allows it. It's because they believe it. And no other reason. The wicked one toucheth them not. No evil will come nigh their dwelling. Every weapon that is formed against you will not prosper. 1,000 will fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand. It will not come nigh thee. Only with your eyes will behold and see the reward of the wicked, for he set his affections on you. You know what Jesus said to Paul when Paul said, a messenger of Satan has come to buffet me in my flesh? Interesting. Paul never rebuked the devil. Not one time. He just went to God. All three times. And when God addressed it, he said, don't worry about it. My grace is sufficient for you. I want you to rely on me and not what you think you need. God said, I led you into the wilderness to the children of Israel. He said, I led you into the wilderness 40 days and 40 years. And he said, but not just the wilderness. He said, I led you into a dry, forsaken, terrifying place filled with fiery serpents and scorpions where there was no water and there was no bread. And God called that deliverance. Deliver me, Lord. Okay. Because God isn't having to deliver you from the land. He's having to deliver you from your unbelief, from your doubt, from your rebellion, from your idolatry. If you worship anyone, once you're born again, as a God able to control or influence your life, you better watch it. You're towing the line. I mean, you're crossing the line of idolatry. There is no God but God. There is no authority. You are blessed of the Lord. God reestablished and restored us to the Genesis blessing when Christ said, it is finished. Same thing God said in Deuteronomy, in Genesis. It is finished. Genesis 2:1. He blessed it. The earth is blessed of the Lord. The earth is the Lord's, the fullness thereof, and all they that dwell therein. God said, I led you into the wilderness where there was no water, food, because I wanted you to know that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. What's God saying? I don't want you to think that you need what you want in order to live the life that I created you to live. You will know the life I've created you to live when you trust in the word that I have spoken unto you, and you worship me and me alone, and you have no other God before you. You fear no one but the Lord. You trust in no one but the Lord. You give God praise and only God. Well, how does God think about when we're being tried and difficult times are going on and things are happening? He gets excited about it. Count it all joy, my brethren, when you enter into the trying times of your faith, knowing that those times of trying will cause you to become perfect and entire, complete, lacking nothing. What does it mean? You'll know who you are, where you are, and who God is. Why? Because you know that man doesn't live by what the essence or the sustenance that he can retain or obtain by himself, but by everything that God brings to him. What does that make us? Very powerful. Why? Because we become solely sufficient and dependent on God. That's called worship. Worship isn't a word you say. It isn't just falling on your knees. It isn't just singing a song. Worship is complete surrender to the identity, deity, reality, power, authority, that God is God and God alone is God, and that he loves you because that's who he is. God said, I led you into a place where you couldn't get anything, have anything, even the sustenance that you need in order to live, so you would stop trusting in yourselves, and so you would not worship other gods, so you would worship me and me alone, and I would sustain you. He said, and I gave you manna that no one had ever eaten before. No one had ever tasted manna. It didn't exist, but it existed within God. So what happened? God was able, through their need, to manifest something that had never been known in the earth before. He is endless in his provision. He is endless in his goodness. He is eternal in all of his greatness. He is holy. God is holy. Yeshua is holy. Yahweh is holy. So God leads them into a place where they couldn't have anything that they needed. God led them into a place where they didn't have anything that they needed, to tell them, live by my word and my word alone. Seek for me. Call on me. I will answer you. Fear the Lord and the Lord only, and he will preserve you. He will sustain you. He will uphold you. He will lift you up. Rain is coming. I hear the sound of thunder. I hear the sound of a mighty rain coming into the earth. It's an outpour of God's presence and his glory and his spirit. Now, the earth is filled with the glory of God. God's always been loving, kind, merciful, graceful, peaceful, joyful, powerful, light, truth, joy, peace, wisdom, understanding, everything good. abundant, exceeding all you know to ask. He's always been that. But only the Son knew it. And only the glory that the angels were allowed to participate in. And only the glory they could participate in where faith was not involved. So God said, I'm going to create a creation that will know me by faith. Because you can be in the presence of the Lord and still not know him. It happens all the time because he's present with us. Jesus, God manifest in the flesh. Do you hear me? He was God manifest in the flesh. Again, the earth is more spiritual than it is natural, and so are you. God dwelt in him in bodily form, and the fullness of God dwelt in him. And he represented the true image and identity of the first man, Adam. And he took that body, representing Adam's fall, Adam's sin, in his body, put to death sin, and resurrected the spiritual Adam. The first Adam was a living soul. The last man, Adam, was a life-giving spirit. That's Jesus. That's who we are. We are created, the word says, in him. From the foundation of the world, we were created by him. In the new covenant, we are created in him. We are made the fullness of his will, according to the love of the Father. You know the scripture? For God so loved. Why did he do what he did? Because God said, I want you to feel what love is. I want you to see what love looks like. So for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever, that's predestination. Again, predestination isn't you're chosen, I know you're not going to be. No, the predestined will of God is that all are called. Said he calls to every man. It's not his will that any should perish. True reality of predestination is God says, I'm a sower. I've sown my seed and I expect every seed to grow. Yeah, but God knows some. It's not about what he knows. It's about what he wills. He knew who you were, but through his love, he manifested something called redemption and forgiveness. And so even though the reality of us being in sin, God doesn't look at anybody that way or he couldn't receive you. He has to look at you through the lens and the identity and the life of Christ so he can receive you. And he does because God is holy. He is fully committed to his word. What he says is the way it is, and you're not going to change it. You're not going to talk God out of how righteous he has made you. You may talk yourself out of it, but you're not talking God out of it. Are you saying everyone's going to heaven? I'm not saying that at all. What I'm saying, it is by the will of God. Predestination isn't God picking and choosing. The word says he is not a respecter of person. He told the disciples, go into all the world and preach to every creature. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. What I'm saying is God sees every single individual according to his purpose. What is his purpose? He created all things for his purpose and for his pleasure. For his pleasure and purpose, you were and are created. That's the will of God. When a farmer goes out again and he sows seed, his anticipation is that every single kernel of corn that hits the ground will grow. Well, God knows it won't. That's not what he's interested in. All he sees is that you will, that you can, that you should, and there's no respecter of persons, and all you have to do is exercise the greatest glory God has given you, your ability to believe in Christ, your ability to believe the word of God, your gift, the gift of Christ. It's raining in the earth, and there will be an outpour in the earth. And the outpour isn't coming like you suppose, maybe just dropping down somewhere out of the universe in the heavens. We pull it. We pull on heaven. We declare that according to the scriptures. But God said, my kingdom, and the word says he's coming in the power of his glory and of his kingdom. That's what he said. That's what Jesus said. Where is his kingdom? I will come in the power of my glory and my kingdom. Christ in you, the hope of. Where is the kingdom? Show us the kingdom. It doesn't come with observation. It's not the kingdom. You're talking about man's kingdom. But I will make the kingdom of men the kingdom of God and of his Christ. That's mine. But you're talking about a different kingdom. He said, the kingdom I'm talking about subdues yours in a moment's time. Because the kingdom of God is as a seed sown in the earth. He said it over and over and over. We've been on this for a minute. Because this is where we are today. And he says that the seed is coming up out of the earth. And he said the smallest of seed. No matter how minutely important you may feel, God said it doesn't matter. Because it's not about the exterior that you're aware of. It's about the interior that has to be revealed. It's about the seed of the word of promise. What's the power of a promise? Anyone remember? What's the power of a promise?
Memory.
Someone promises you something and don't remember it, doesn't mean anything. What's the power of a seed? It remembers. What does it do? It turns into what? Where it came from. Same thing. Not going to turn into something else. Going to turn into where it came from. We look at hardships. God works through hardships. Because he wants you to be a witness of his glory, that nothing can hold you back. Yes. Not God just wants you blessed and wants you having everything that you want. No, I mean, he loves you. That's not really the reason. He does it because he is love, yes. And his love loves you. He does it because he wants you to be a witness by him to yourself. Just like with Abraham. God said, now I know. And the reality of all things is God was saying, Abraham, now you know. Now you know. And according to your faith in my word that worked in you will come out of you a seed. But this seed is not a natural seed. It is a natural seed. It is Isaac. But he is a representation of that one seed. For when he prophesied, it was not of seeds as many, but one seed. And that seed is Christ. The Jewish nation is coming out of the earth, not simply out of Israel. Just let it settle for a minute. And I bless Israel. I pray for Israel. I thank God for Israel. But there's more to it than geography. Children of Israel walked through the wilderness. God said, you are not my people. I reject you because you reject me. Do you hear me? I bless as God wills to bless Israel. I bless Iran as God wants me to bless Iran. I bless the East. I bless the West. I bless the North. I bless the South. I bless America. But we are not God's people because we came out of the soil of a certain place other than the will of the Father and the heart of God. He which is a Jew is not one outwardly, God said, but he which is one inwardly. So what is a Jew? He who receives Christ as the Messiah, the foretold one, the Word of God. This house is filled with Jews. The earth is filled with Jews. What are you saying? The earth is filled with God's people of favor. And we need to bless the earth of God's favor. And we need to start blessing instead of cursing. God will bring down, he will bring low when we elevate him up. Now the scripture says, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. That scripture is not talking about us lifting him up and he drawing all people. That word is very clear. If I be lifted up from the earth, what does it mean? If I am nailed to the cross and lifted up from the earth, I will draw all people unto me. That's what that scripture literally means. Read down a little further. And this he said, demonstrating what kind of death he would die. Well, what's so important about that? Well, a lot. Because what Jesus said is because I was lifted up on the cross, I finished it, I'm going to draw all people to me. That's what that scripture means. And he did. We didn't do it. He did it. He's not drawing all people to him because we lift up his name. He's drawing us to him because we lift up his name. And he's using us to be a witness to everyone of what God looks like in those that lift him up according to his word. That we bless his holy name. His name is already high and lifted up. We can't lift it up much more than it already is. I know that teaches really good, but that's not what that scripture means at all. Go and read it again. Jesus is saying, John 19:30, it is finished. And that's where our faith is supposed to be. That's what brings a new generation. What's happening in the earth? The kingdom of God is growing out of it. Just like God said, that's why you're still here. God is God. We could have all been knocked out of here. We could have all Elijah'd out of here. God can do anything. But he found you valuable and important. And he said, I'm leaving you here because you represent my kingdom. You are a seed sown in the soil of my will. It's hard. God uses hard. He uses difficult. He uses challenging until it's no longer hot and challenging. But it becomes praiseful and joyful. David was an example, which God said, this is the order of my kingdom. He runs out after a giant, having no one standing beside him, everyone terrified. They probably couldn't have run because their knees were so weak from fear because they saw a giant. David said, what does it matter? Same spirit was in Caleb. Yeah, they're all giants. Do you know Canaan wasn't a wonderful place? Do you know it was a horrible place? It was filled with idolatry. Did you know that? It wasn't a joyful, peaceful place. It flowed with milk and honey, but the inhabitants were evil. They were giants. They were wicked. They were vile. If you read your Bible, you'd know that. Where did God send them? And what did he call it? The land of promise. You understand? We have to stop being afraid of what we hear and start listening for what he said. When you see wars and rumors of wars, don't be afraid. See, we're here to make a difference in the furnace. We're here to make a difference in the wilderness. We are here to make a difference in the sea. We are here to make a difference in the den. We are here to make a difference in the face of the lion. We are here to demonstrate not by might or by power, but by my spirit, says God. But you can't be both flammable and non-flammable. You're going to burn, burn, baby, burn, and die to yourself. He will try everything by fire. I know we like to believe this in days that are coming that are just going to be glorious, but we are living those days today. We are steep in the heart of tribulation. It feels amazing. We, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom. People want to be wiser, but they asked to be excused from the lesson. They want to be stronger, but when God exercises your faith, you sit down. Rise up, O nations of the earth, and glorify the Lord. Declare his righteousness throughout the nations of the earth. Speak of his wonders. Declare his goodness and his glory. Declare the year, the favorable year of our Lord and of his Christ. That's your call. That's your mission. Thus says the word of the Lord. This is the greatest season of your life. The kingdom of God is as Jesus said, what shall I liken the kingdom of God to? A sower went out to sow seed. And some fell on the ground and it sprang up. A sower sowed seed in his field. And an enemy came and sowed tares. There he is again. Guys, the enemy is not the one you think is the enemy. You'll do more damage to yourself through your unbelief than any devil or demon could even imagine doing. Strip powerless. Either he is or he isn't. Get a revelation. Believe God. And they overcame him by the word of their testimony and the blood of the Lamb. Paul said, fight a good warfare. How? Hold to the faith and a good conscience. That's Paul's warfare. Hold to faith and a good conscience. You're in warfare. Battle is mine, says God, I will fight for you. In Genesis 2:1, God blessed the earth. He said, it's finished. In John 19:30, Jesus blessed the earth. And he said, it is finished. Now it's time for us to walk in what is referred to as the finished work. Preaches well, but understood poorly. This is the hour of the year of the Lord's favor. He could have extinguished the furnace, but he let the king make it as hot as it possibly could. He could have killed the lions in the den, but he let them alone and threw Daniel in. He could have led the people around in 40 days, but he took them to the Red Sea and led them for 40 years. Why? So they trust in the word of the Lord and bear witness to the truth of God's word. That's who you are. That's where we are. This is the greatest season of our lives. This is the season. Who are the guys we talk about? David, where was he? In front of Goliath. Daniel, where was he? In the den. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, where were they? In the furnace. Elijah calling fire down from heaven. Where was he? Well, hundreds of prophets wanting to kill him and the queen. And God bore witness to his word. You're not in trouble. You're in favor. God trusts his word in you. He wants the world to see. He said, I led you through the wilderness and did wonders. So those that essayed after you knew that I was God. So those that were with you knew that I was God. And so the generation that was coming after you would know that I am God. And what did he tell them over and over and over in the wilderness? Bear witness to my mighty works. Bear witness to my wonders. I did things that no one had ever seen. We are coming into that day and age. The word calls it the mystery of Christ that had been hidden for ages. It was revealed when Christ came, but the fullness is being revealed through us. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for those that love him, but he's revealing it through us. The outpour of the Spirit isn't just what is pouring out of heaven. It's what is pouring out of heaven that's causing the earth to spring forth and bud. That's the season that we are in. Isaiah 55. And I'll let you go. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth and makes it bring forth and bud, Old King James, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so is my word that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, no escape clause, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the things whereunto I sent it. Body of Christ, you were the planting of the Lord, the sowing of God, the trees of righteousness. You're coming out. It doesn't matter how hard the ground is. I've been teaching this for the last few services. The other day, I go out my back door. We have a brick patio. And the most beautiful bouquet of flowers sprung up out of the brick. Now, these bricks are tight together. And just a little sand, the cracks can't be much more than the edge of the blade of a knife. And this plant, this beautiful little bouquet, I actually took a picture of it on my phone, sprang up out of the brick. Now again, it's blade of a knife is how wide the crack is, the seam between the bricks. It sprung up and it has a bouquet of flowers on it about that big, and they're gorgeous, beautiful flowers. If I took one of those stems and tried to push it in the brick, I would destroy it. Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. What made that seed break through cracks in the brick, and the head is this big and the crack is that big? He was looking for the light. That's what you should do. Look for the light. Look for the light. And nothing will be impervious to you. Without strength, without power, without effort, you will blossom far beyond the space necessary for you. God is your space. And He will cause you to blossom and bloom. The kingdom of God is coming up out of the earth. The kingdom of God is like a secret, hidden treasure. The mysteries of God's kingdom are being revealed today. Look for them and you'll find them. Would you stand with me? Father, we give you praise today in your mighty name. Your mighty, ever-present spirit and power. We thank you for all you've done and all you're doing. We thank you for who you are and that we know to call on you. I thank you for the volume and eternity of your word. So present with us, O God. David didn't look for a fearful giant. He looked for you, Lord, in his sling. Whatever he had in his hand, he saw you in it. He declared your name and your name alone. Daniel continued to seek you, continued to pray, was not turned away by the king's decree. You didn't stop him from being thrown in the den, but you rose him out of it in authority and power beyond what he had before he went in. So it is today. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, you didn't extinguish the fire. You threw them in, but they were not burned because they were looking for you in the fire. And there you were. Seek me and you will find me. Call on me and I will answer you. Show you great and mighty things, inscrutable things, you do not know them. We call upon you. As Jeremiah has declared, so we call upon your name today, O God. Deuteronomy 29:29, secret things belong to God, but you're revealing those mysteries to us so we can apply our faith towards them, and those invisible attributes of who you are make themselves manifest. That is the kingdom of God. It's not meat and drink, but peace and joy and righteousness in your spirit. And God, we give you praise for it today. We declare your greatness, your glory, your goodness, your spirit, your kingdom, and your power. And today we pull upon the kingdom of God. Let's pull on heaven today. If you have your little wristband, you can tug on that. Or you can just pull on heaven. Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for God has spoken. Let the glory of God's presence, His will, His word, His wisdom, and His wonder be poured out in the earth. We listen for your voice. We look for your glory. We seek your presence. We call for your kingdom to spring up out of the earth which you have made and blessed and hallowed it on the day of completion, which Christ did again in John 19 verse 30 when he hung on the cross and cried out, "It is finished." This is where we begin. And this is where your glory is manifest. And this is where you were seen. And God, we praise you for it today. We pull upon the heavens of our God and of His Christ and declare God's favor will be poured out throughout all the earth. Those that call upon your name will be honored as your people. We are the people of God. We are the chosen Lord of the Lord. We are the chosen land. We are the chosen generation. We are chosen of God. God is no respecter of person. And this seed was not many, but one, which is Christ. And they that are born of Christ are of the household of God. They are the chosen and the favored of the Lord. He which is a Jew is not one outwardly, but one inwardly. God, you receive us, and they will come. Then you come and sit down at the table. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And they'll declare they are the children. And you'll say, "Depart, you're cast out." Those who have received you are the children of promise. They are the seed of blessing. They are the favorite of the Lord. Throughout the nations of the earth, God, who is no respecter of persons, we pray, God, bring your people, your chosen out of Israel. Raise them up and give them voice. Your chosen out of Iran, raise them up and given them voice throughout all the East and the Middle East, the North and the South and the West and the Northwest and the Southwest and the Northeast. God, all your people, they will rise up out of the ground as seed sown. You have said, yeah, I will make a people out of them that were not a people, and I will make jealous those that claim to be a people but would not submit themselves to the will of God. So, Father, let us bear witness and testimony to you, to regardless of the demographic or the geography, regardless of the place, you are God in all, and you call to all. And whom you call, you've chosen, that we might be conformed to the image of the Son of God. So let it be in the earth. I call the earth blessed of the Lord. I call the earth prophetically to the rest of God, the finished work of the cross, that we may see the kingdom of God manifest in the earth in a way we have never seen. Jesus said, all these works you've seen me do, and greater works than these will you do, because I go to the Father. You send rain from on high, and you call for the fruit from the earth, the blessing of God from the beginning of time. Those treasures and mysteries, which as in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, the same as in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and through Him, and for Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. We believe you, God. Heavens, pour out your rain, and call the precious fruit of the earth that you have sown. And the sower is the Son. And the seeds sown are the children of the kingdom. And the soil they're sown in is the earth. So God be glorified in your earth. And let the earth move the heavens, Father. And with this understanding, we pray, our Father who art in heaven, holy is your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done in earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but you've delivered us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody shouted. Give the Lord a shout in the house.